W.E.B. Du Bois once wrote, "The Negro folk song, the rhythmic cry of a slave, stands today as the most beautiful expression of human experience born this side of the seas. It has been neglected, despised, mistaken, and misunderstood, but it remains as the singular spiritual heritage of the nation and the greatest gift of the Negro people." So, in 1871, the pilgrimage of the Fisk Jubilee Singers began. North to Cincinnati they rode, four half-clothed black boys and five girl women, led by a man with a cause and a purpose. They went, fighting cold and starvation, shut out of hotels, cheerfully sneered at, ever northwards, and ever the magic of their song kept thrilling hearts, until a burst of applause in the Congregational Council at Oberlin revealed them to the world. Then the soft melody and mighty cadence of Negro song fluttered and thundered.